WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 50 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The College Station City Council has finished more than 6 years of legal battles over the land where the Scott and White Hospital is now located.
In 2007, the council rejected rezoning land at Rock Prairie Road and the freeway for a new Walmart. That led to a pair of lawsuits. The first was a landowner suing the city. The second was a city suing an insurance company for failing to cover damage claims from the first lawsuit. At last night's council meeting was a $4 million settlement with the insurance company. The city keeps $2.6 million after paying its lawyers. The council settled the first lawsuit 3.5 years ago, paying the landowner $1.6 million after spending another $2 million in legal fees. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
An international audience was at the Bush Library participating in the formal announcement selling a pharmaceutical company founded by the Texas A&M system to investors from Japan.
I'm so glad that you could make it to Kalon's graduation from Texas A&M.
The founder of Kalon Biotherapeutics, Andrew Strong, reminisced about the last 3 years leading up to the sale of the BioCorridor facility to FDB, which is short for Fujifilm Diosynth Biotechnologies. President Steve Bagshaw, who will be overseeing FDB's local operations, recalled his first visit from England to Aggieland 15 months ago.
And we meet the Texas A&M support team, the Bryan College Station support team, and we were blown away by the energy of the team that was supporting the team on the ground. And on the journey back to Houston, I turned to John Foy and said, John, we've got to do this deal. This is something that really, really fits the way we are.
FDB purchased a 49% interest with the option of acquiring the rest of Kalon. Texas A&M's academic building won't be named for Governor Perry. He told graduates at Thursday's convocation program he had declined the offer. It's expected to take only 17 seconds for the west side of Kyle Field to come down on Sunday morning.
Kyle Field's west side became a construction zone within 24 hours following the final game on Thanksgiving night. Vice President of Manhattan Construction Group, Greg McClure, says the final steps are being taken to prepare for Sunday's implosion.
We have cored a little over 1,100 cores and are about 95% complete with loading the charges in that. Over the next 3 to 4 days, we will be wiring all of those charges, getting ready for Sunday morning at 8 o'clock, and then the fireworks begin at that point.
McClure says moving ahead, foundation will be set in January, and steel will begin to go up in February. More information is on our website at WTAW.com. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Blinn College will host its first fall graduation ceremony since opening its doors all the way back in 1883. Spokesman Richard Bray says today's ceremony will also be the first ceremony held in Bryan.
It's exciting to work at a college that's been around for 131 years, but is still willing to break away and create some new traditions, and that's what we're looking to do with this graduation ceremony.
The ceremony will be held at the Bryan Civic Auditorium at 6:30. A Brazos County grand jury has indicted a former reserve police officer authorities say had child pornography on his cell phone. Dennis Fraley's charges include 58 counts of child pornography possession. Fraley resigned following the arrest and told investigators he had arrested people like himself. College Station police continue to investigate the circumstances of a man who remains in the hospital after he was hit by a train the night before last. What's known so far is the man, whose name has not been released, was he was riding his bike and got off to walk across the tracks in the area of Welborn and University when he wasn't able to escape the approaching train. Union Pacific officials say the man's injuries are no longer considered to be life-threatening. No one on the train was hurt. WTAW News Time is 7:10. It's 50 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news coming up at 7:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Just like your home's decor and the paint color on your walls, the flooring in your home is an expression of you. At Zwirneman Flooring, our goal is simple. Help every individual client express their style with the very best in flooring selections, price, and service. Whether you're in need of carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete, Zwirneman Flooring can create a unique floor made just for you. Call Zwirneman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zwirneman Flooring, now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
St. Joseph knows that early detection of breast cancer saves lives. That's why they're offering a limited number of free mammograms to anyone who can't afford one, but only through December 31st. So don't wait. Call 979-776-5999 to see if you qualify.
I'm John Reason, senior pastor of A&M United Methodist Church in Northgate. So many people without a church home don't know how to start or restart their spiritual life. If you're ready to make a new beginning, the days leading up to Christmas are a great time to begin or begin again. Consider this your invitation to experience grace in Northgate by joining us at A&M United Methodist Church on Christmas Eve at 5, 7, and 11 p.m. and again on Sunday mornings at 8:30, 9:45, or 11 a.m. to celebrate the new beginnings that come with the birth of Jesus. Merry Christmas.
If you've been waiting for the perfect time to purchase your next vehicle, the time is now, and it's only at Caldwell Country Chevrolet. Take advantage of Caldwell Country's year-end blowout sale, with fleet pricing being extended to the public this month only on all models in stock. Tahoes, Suburbans, Silverados, Malibus, Impalas, all must be sold this month. Caldwell Country, number one in fleet sales and extended fleet pricing in Texas. It's Caldwell Country's legendary year-end blowout sale, and it's this month only. Hurry, come see why Caldwell Country is different and worth the drive.
Messina Hop, the most awarded winery in Texas, invites you to celebrate the holidays with us. Come to Messina Hop Winery for your wine and gifts. Enjoy a tour and a glass of wine at our wine bar. Give the gift of celebration at Messina Hop, conveniently located 10 minutes from campus.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
A wet morning around the region. As showers continue to lift through the area, they will taper off this afternoon. We'll be left with clouds through the afternoon, highs 55 to 60. Lots of cloudiness for tonight. Lows will be near 45. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sunshine. Temperatures will make their way up to about 55 to 60. It's partly to mostly cloudy with patchy fog tomorrow night, 45. Sunday, a blend of clouds and sunshine. Temperatures on Sunday, close to 60 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit, with the high school playoffs wrapping up this weekend and state championships here for the Brazos Valley times two. We've also got A&M men's and women's basketball getting ready, the NBA, and more. We'll do it all for you in sports at 7:50.
Oh, no, it's not that time of year again. No, it can't be.
It is.
It can't be. Tell me, pinch me. Tell me it's not.
It's the most fattening time of the year.
Oh, goody, Richard Simmons.
With that pumpkin pie filling and everyone swilling down eggnog and beer. It's the most fattening time of the year.
And we love it.
Oh, yes, we do.
It's the lip-smackin'est season of all. While you're shopping, you're cheating, impulsively eating that junk at the mall. It's the heaviest season of all.
There you go. Happy holidays. Well, what? We've been kind of food-centric today because
yes,
we did the Dairy Christmas.
We have.
And speaking
it's
of,
a theme show.
We're not getting as many treats this year, I don't think. Are we here at the radio?
No.
It seems slow.
See, it's a treat recession.
I didn't know if it was because we had more mouths to feed that they went away faster.
You know, that's true, too.
We've had one bucket of popcorn and somebody brought cookies.
Well, and we have...
Not that I'm keeping
there
track.
There was pie yesterday.
There was some pie yesterday.
Oh, that's
yesterday.
True.
And then,
I like pie.
Yeah. Do you?
I like pie.
Yeah, okay.
You like pie? I like
yeah,
pie.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
It's too late now.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, timing's everything. I could go...
There's one listener of the show that gets it and thinks that's hilarious.
Yeah,
so.
I know.
That's
I
like not pie. How it
yeah.
works. You like pie too?
Yeah,
that's okay. Not how any of this works.
Right. It doesn't. If only we had Jerry Seinfeld tickets to give away.
If only.
If you would like to register, we need your name and phone number. And so you'll understand the 695-1620. And so you'll understand, and by the way, only one registration per household. What we do is we record these, and then we have Christmas elves who transcribe those onto little pieces of paper. Okay, that's how that works. Need your name and phone number. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Rob Heffer.
Rob, you don't have anything to do, I can tell, because I think I said Seinfeld, and you were already calling. Is that about right?
That's right. I was up at 6, but I missed the call in, so I'm ready.
All right, Rob, what's your phone number?
979-693-2712.
Thanks. If speed counted for anything, he'd get extra points. Hi, who's this?
This is D. Godby. I tried to call at 6 also.
There you go. What's your phone number?
510-231-1978.
Thank you. The elf thanks you for going slowly on that. Hi there. Who's this?
Thomas Dawson.
All right, Tom, what's your phone number?
979-571-4729.
Cool. Your turn. Who are you?
Ellen Cantrell.
Okay, and what's your phone number?
979-571-2386.
Thank you. Hi there. Who's this?
Dana.
Dana who?
Pharaoh.
Say it again.
Pharaoh. F-A-R-R-O-W.
Okay, and what's your phone number?
690-9684.
Okay, three more. Hi there. Who's this?
Carol Potts.
All right, Carol, what's your phone number?
776-3823.
Thank you. Two more. Hi, who's this?
Cynthia DuPont.
All right, Cynthia, what's your phone number?
979-574-5737.
Thanks. Last one for right now. Who's this?
Hey, this is Rick Myers.
All right, Rick, what's your phone number?
979-575-3270.
Thank you. All right, you folks will be added. And we'll give it away next week. Like, I could maybe Tuesday, something like that. Wednesday, maybe. We'll see. Anyway.
So we're going to get them all in the parking lot and wrestle for it, or are you
still
drawing?
That'd be cool. That'd be exactly right. Yeah, actually, what we'll do is we'll wrap it up into a we'll wrap the tickets up into a giant ball with paper around it, and then we'll throw it into the parking lot. And then you have to unwrap it.
I like that.
Yeah.
No, or maybe actually, drop it from a helicopter with a turkey.
Yeah, but they can't fly.
No.
Yeah, they really can't. Won't work well. All right, so here's our bah humbug for this morning. Jeez. The town of South Pittsburgh, Tennessee, didn't even know there was one. See how smart our listeners are? Now they've stopped calling. See? If you're at a country station, they'll call until 4 this afternoon.
Oh, but, man, I have to blank out the phones. I used to when I was on Candy 95.
Yeah, well, those
blank
kids,
them out when
yeah.
they quit calling.
They got nothing to do.
Yeah.
they're giving away tickets to T-Swizzle, is that right?
Uh-huh.
Wow. Yeah. No, thanks.
They had a pretty high volume, about 20,000 texts in 15 minutes.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Holy mackerel, Andy.
Nobody wants those, huh? The town of South Pittsburgh, Tennessee has just passed the best social media policy ever. At least that's what certain people have to say, because South Pittsburgh has barred them from criticizing the town on social media. It's a town of 3,000 people just west of Chattanooga. Passed a resolution December 9th that applies to anyone professionally connected to South Pittsburgh, including employees, volunteers, and contractors, from publicly discussing information about their employees and or volunteers not approved for public communication on social media, according to the official resolution. Yeah, no kidding. So we'll see. It also warns against writing anything on a personal Facebook page or on Twitter that might be considered defamatory or libelous. People, quote, should have no expectation of privacy whatsoever, end quote, the policy says. Of course, the first thing everybody's going to say is, hey, I can't post anything on Facebook, the town's commissioner, Jeff Powers, told the Chattanooga Press. Well, yes, you can. You just can't shed any negative light on any person, entity, or board, and things of that nature. So you can say anything you want as long as it's nice. If it's not nice, then you're going to get in trouble. Hello?
I couldn't believe that you had so many listeners who actually called in.
I know. It's amazing. Well, actually, it's three people who do a real good voice. Anyway.
Well, yeah. Chip Howard has been on vacation. So
he has
have,
been on vacation.
We have his listener.
Yeah, that's what it is.
His listener.
Kind of a cool story here. For some pet owners, leaving their dog or cat in the airplane cargo hold, like leaving a child down there. So Lincoln Dow had to do that for his blue Doberman on a trip from Houston to Salt Lake City with his family. So it became Lincoln's motivation behind his new business, People and Pets Dog Airline. It's a pet transportation service. The pet will fly in the back while a pilot takes the pet wherever it needs to go in the country. The point is to avoid the cargo hold while keeping the family together. Oh, did I mention he's 14 years old? Did I mention he's a licensed pilot?
Whoa.
Yeah. Currently awaiting approval.
And a girlfriend.
Now, but...
You spend that much time learning how to fly an airplane, you ain't got a girlfriend.
Yeah, but you fly an airplane. That's not going to be hard.
No. Well, no, he can get one now.
All he has to do is walk outside, ladies.
I have one who got his pilot's license before he got his driver's license. So it does happen. Anyway, he's a
licensed... Did he have a... I'm just
yeah.
kidding.
Matter of fact. Anyway, he's awaiting FAA certification that will allow him to operate a flight business. He's hoping that'll come in the next couple of months. His company will transport only the pets, and the price depends on the size of the dog and the distance traveled, obviously. By comparison, United charges a flat fee of about $470 to transport a dog 100 to 150 pounds in the cargo hold. People and pets will charge $650 to fly the same pet privately at a distance of about 1,300 miles. So you pay a little bit more, but the dog is, once again, not down there.
And
the
you know hold. People are going to do it.
Oh, sure they are.
Because Fifi ain't riding with the baggage.
No, no.
This makes me wonder if there's going to be an Uber for flying, like Fluber or something.
I don't know if I'm going to get in an airplane
with somebody who just buzzes by. Hi, I was in the neighborhood. I thought I'd stop by and pick you up.
No, sir.
No, not going
you
there.
Like saving money? We like saving you money. Let's get together for an amazing year-end sale on every new Chevrolet at Tom Light Chevrolet. Why wait until after Christmas? At Tom Light, we're offering our best today like we do all year. Save thousands on our best-selling Silverado crew cab. Unwrap the season's low payment on a new Chevy Cruiser Malibu. Many qualify for zero down and no payments until after the new year. So you can treat yourself to a new car for Christmas, and we'll include 2 years scheduled maintenance at no extra cost. If you're caught up in the holiday rush, save time and money by shopping with us online at TomLight.com. Once you see our year-end specials, you won't want to shop anywhere else. No waiting, big year-end discounts, and choose from the largest Chevy inventory in the Brazos Valley. Now you can drive home for the holidays in a new Tom Light Chevrolet. Don't miss the year-end event at Tom Light Chevrolet. North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, Chevrolet, find new roads.
Ron, tell me, you offer the beautiful guarantee here at Aggie Lane Carpet One. What is the beautiful guarantee?
The beautiful guarantee really says that you are going to love your carpet or we'll replace it for free. We want you to love the style that you chose, and if you're not happy with it, we want you to let us know.
Well, no one has that kind of guarantee.
In the United States, we're the only ones that have a guarantee like that.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
News Talk 1620 WTAW taking a look at the rain. And by the way, in case you didn't get waked up by it, because it was pretty good thunder stuff coming through here this morning. But if you're going to travel any, you're probably going to be in some showers. Really widespread down to Corpus Christi all the way over into Louisiana and up into East Texas. Now, there's some patches of heavy rain. The heaviest rain actually is right now down around the Houston area. And then north on I-35 up around Corsicana and that area. But if you're going to be traveling today, know that. The good news is that most of the rain is probably going to end by about noon. Okay, remember how everybody's patting themselves on the back over in Congress? Of course, they do that a lot. Because
certainly
they come up with this budget and all that kind of stuff, and you know they cut some stuff and as far as funding for Internal Revenue Service. So just to be the Scrooge, John Koskinen, you don't know who he is, but he's the Internal Revenue Service Commissioner, said yesterday that the budget cuts that were put together in that package could delay your tax refund next year. See, that's what they do. At a news conference, he said everybody's return will get processed, but people have gotten very used to being able to file their return and quickly get a refund. This year, we may not have the resources.
Oh, return. Wait, yeah. That's what they're calling those interest-free loans to the government?
That's the one, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, you quit that. There's some people...
But
well,
it's
they don't,
free money.
Nobody listens to our radio station.
It's free money.
Yes, there's some people who,
it's
who
a
think
savings
that.
It's a yearly
it is.
Savings
hey,
account.
And you know what? That actually
yes.
is a pretty good benefit
well,
for
it's like
people.
Well, it's like taking your credit card and putting it in water, in a baggie full of water, and freezing it, right? You can't get to it.
Uh-huh.
Now, it's not doing you any good. You're
no.
not making any money off of it, but it's
no.
in there. The government's keeping it for you. So he says... Along with the $346 million cut the IRS received, the recent year-end spending deal, the government-wide pay raise next year will also cost the IRS an additional $250 million in salaries and other expenses, which means that they can't take pictures of themselves in bathtubs in Las Vegas anymore, which will be unfortunate. Oh, well, that was a few years ago. So there you go. Yes, they did put together the budget. Yes, there were cuts, but now you will have to pay for what the mean Republicans did. Just letting you know.
Here's
who's
Chip Davis, founder of Mannheim Steamroller, with today's Christmas countdown.
You know, at our home in Nebraska, we really love to decorate our Christmas tree. German immigrants brought the first Christmas trees to America. President Grover Cleveland brought the first illuminated tree to the White House lawn in 1895. Mannheim Steamroller and I have been part of that lighting ceremony twice now. What a great honor it was. But America's official Christmas tree isn't in Washington. It's actually a giant sequoia in California, growing at Kings Canyon National Park. It's estimated to be over 3,500 years old, older than Christmas itself, which, by the way, is only 5 days away now. And I'm Chip Davis of Mannheim Steamroller.
Brought to you by LifeLock and LifeLock's Ultimate Plus. Peace of mind all year. Visit LifeLock.com.
Good morning. It's 7:26. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leader in foundation repair for over 30 years. Go to AnchorFoundationRepair.net.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
On the 4th of November, New Mexico Governor Susana Martinez was reelected in a landslide, crushing her Democrat opponent by 14 points. The state Senate, controlled by Democrats since the 1920s, rode the Republican midterm wave, flipping to Republican control. But sadly, the Democrats still run the assembly there. Now, one of the first orders of business for newly elected Republican state senators in New Mexico will be to repeal a law enacted by Democrats allowing illegal immigrants to get driver's licenses. Republicans say that this law has made New Mexico a magnet for criminals, many involved in human trafficking and elaborate fraud schemes. Earlier this year, a federal jury in Las Cruces convicted a Chinese national of running a ring that funneled fraudulent licenses to illegals. But Democrats are still Democrats. Even after getting trounced in the midterms, they will not admit the law is harmful. Instead, they claim efforts to repeal it are anti-family. They say the children of illegals will be hurt because the parents won't be able to go to the grocery store and put food on the table. Since Democrats still run the lower body, the outcome's uncertain, but at least state Republicans in New Mexico are willing to fight to do the right thing for their constituents. They aren't afraid of being called names or accused of harming kids or having the drive-by media distort their intent to make their state safe again. Certain establishment Republicans in Washington could take lessons, will they?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Okay, radio listeners, I've got the Christmas deal of the day for you right here. Two words, Sherry's Berries. These gourmet berries are juicy, decadent, and freshly dipped in dark, white, and milk chocolatey deliciousness. Then they're covered in amazing toppings like chopped nuts and chocolate chips. And right now you can get these gourmet dipped berries starting at $19.99. Plus, order today and get double the berries for just $10 more. That's a fantastic deal, and these berries are so festive, juicy, and irresistible. They're perfect holiday greetings for friends and family you can't be with this season, or for that amazing party host, your child's teacher, clients. Trust me, if you want to make anyone smile this holiday, these berries are the way to go. Gourmet dipped berries starting at $19.99 and double the berries for $10 more. But hurry, Christmas is almost here and this deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing offer is to go to berries.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner and enter secret code 6767. That's berries.com, secret code 6767.
Jason Byinski with BCR Realty wishes you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. The Byinski family believes the Christmas season is the perfect time to say thank you and express their warmest greetings to friends and clients, old and new. Whether buying or selling a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or go online, AggielandRealEstate.com.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 50 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. Business at Thursday's College Station City Council meeting included more road construction and closing out a drawn-out series of lawsuits.
The council approved rebuilding Rock Prairie Road from east of Scott and White Hospital to William D. Fitch. Public Works Director Don Harmon says there's not enough money for a four-lane.
We are trying to wisely allocate the resources that we do have available. We see development pressure in other areas with, and we see greater transportation needs in other locations.
The city has acquired almost all the right-of-way for a future expansion. Construction scheduled to start in February and take 8 months to complete. More than 6 years of legal battles are over for the city regarding land at the freeway and Rock Prairie Road. Before anyone considered the idea of building the Scott and White Hospital, the council refused rezoning the land to build a Walmart. That led to a lawsuit where the city spent $2 million in legal fees before reaching a settlement where the city paid the landowner $1.6 million. Then the city sued its insurance company for failing to cover costs in the first lawsuit. Last night, the council unanimously approved a settlement where the insurance company pays the city $4 million. The city will net $2.6 million after paying its lawyers. Between the two lawsuits, the city lost $1 million. But Mayor Nancy Berry pointed out in a WTAW interview 3.5 years ago, it was a win for the city after the landowner sold to Scott and White. That combined with Walmart's decision to expand at its present location to what was at the time the largest store the retailer had in Texas. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Governor Perry's name won't be added to Texas A&M's academic building. The governor's convocation speech to A&M graduates Thursday night included declining the naming opportunity at his alma mater. You can read the text of Perry's remarks regarding the academic building, as well as the resolution the Board of Regents was supposed to consider, online at WTAW.com. The sale of a pharmaceutical company created in the BioCorridor by the Texas A&M system brought officials from around the world to the Bush Library. A subsidiary of two Japanese-based corporations has purchased a 49% share of Kelon Biotherapeutics with the option of acquiring the rest of the company. The new president of what is now called Fujifilm Diosynth Biotechnologies, Steve Bagshaw, is from Britain.
One of the Japanese words that we use in Fujifilm is genki. It means enthusiasm, but it means much more than that. It means an unstinting passion for what it is that you're going to do. And I turned to John, I said, this place has got genki.
Kalon's departing president, Andrew Strong, described it as handing over to FDB a 3-year-old baby born to develop and manufacture, among other things, vaccines out of tobacco leaves.
New drugs that have the potential to significantly improve or save lives are discovered all the time. The things that we are doing here will help ever so gently increase that pipeline so that more life-saving drugs can get through.
The Austin American-Statesman reports the A&M system will receive between 2 and 5 times their original investment in the cash deal, which will allow the state to recoup their $40 million investment in Kalon. It will be an emotional time for some on Sunday morning when Kyle Field's west side comes tumbling down.
Construction crews have been working around the clock to prepare for the implosion of Kyle Field's west side. Vice President of Lindemood Demolition, Jake Lindemood, explains what was done with the debris from the first deck.
All the concrete that comes out here goes to a recycler. It's crushed and actually put back on the field for a base right now. So all the concrete on the first deck was crushed into base, recycled and reused, and then the iron out of that was sent to recyclers.
Lindemood says his crew has truly felt the Aggie spirit during this job.
We've enjoyed working here at A&M. We love the passion of everybody here and how cooperative everybody is to work for here. And all my guys love working down here. They say they've worked in colleges everywhere. We've worked all over colleges all over, and they say this is the best college they've ever worked in.
The implosion sequence is set to begin at 8 a.m. and expected to take less than 17 seconds. Go online to WTAW.com for more information. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
For the first time since 1883, Blinn College will host a fall graduation ceremony, and it will be in Bryan.
This gives us a great opportunity to share the excitement of commencement with Bryan College Station and create some new traditions. I mean, we've been doing it for 131 years, and sometimes it's a good idea to shake things up and do things a little bit differently.
Spokesman Richard Bray says two students will speak at this evening's ceremony, which starts at 6:30 at the Bryan Civic Auditorium. Bray expects about 100 students to be on hand. A Brazos County grand jury has indicted a former reserve police officer who authorities say had child pornography on his cell phone. 62-year-old Dennis Fraley is held at the Brazos County Jail this morning without bond. His charges include 58 counts of child pornography possession. Authorities say a friend of Fraley alerted authorities after finding photographs on his phone in September while helping Fraley install a mobile application. Fraley resigned following the arrest and told investigators he had arrested people like himself. A man who was hit by a train in College Station Wednesday night remains in the hospital. Union Pacific officials say the 19-year-old, whose identity has not been released, report his injuries are no longer considered to be life-threatening. No one on the train was hurt. College Station police say the man was walking his bicycle across the tracks in the area of University and Welburn when the southbound train approached and the man was not able to get away. UP says train traffic was stopped for about 3 hours before the scene was cleared shortly before 3 a.m. Thursday morning. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 49 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC. An equal housing lender.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
7:38, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norma G. Tractor. Voted best in the Brazos 13 straight years. Go to normagtractor.com.
We have much more shower activity on the radar this morning than we had at this time yesterday. Widespread showers will gradually taper off as the day goes on. Temperatures today about 55 to 60. It'll be mostly cloudy through the overnight, 45. Mixture of sun and clouds develops tomorrow, stays cool, highs will be 55 to 60. Tomorrow night, partly to mostly cloudy with patchy fog, lows near 45. A blend of clouds and sun will develop on Sunday, temperatures will top out near 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Actually, I've been flattered by the number of outstanding and phenomenal coaches that have responded.
That's Coach Sumlin about the search for a new defensive coordinator for Texas Aggie football. We'll have more on Aggie football in the Liberty Bowl, as well as one of the representatives from the Liberty Bowl here in just a bit. High school playoff action with Zach Taylor's high school football report, a couple already in the books, and more on A&M men's and women's basketball. All with sports. We'll do it for you here in about 11 minutes.
Oh, let's see. Let's find some more Christmas music just to make Kevin happy. Actually, I have been slaving over my computer here this morning. Finding new Christmas songs for you.
I was in there 10 minutes ago. You weren't slaving over nothing.
Just saying. Here we go. All right.
Shopping around for a Christmas tree at the grocery parking lot. Everything over 4'3" about $100 a pop. Schlepping around for a Christmas tree and I still haven't found a thing. In a trailer I met some drunken guy and we did some
All right, that's enough. Did some caroling. Holiday songs, that's all. Just saying. Hey, if you're traveling this morning, I'm sorry. It's just not really pleasant out there. We've been having showers. I don't know when they started, but they've been with us for at least 3 hours.
I heard rumbles last night, like around 11:30.
Yeah. And really fairly significant. We're looking at, you know, light green on the old radar here, but it doesn't. You have to travel far to get to the yellow stuff, and it's probably over to Navasota. Very heavy rain down in Houston right now. Very heavy in the loop. And then over toward Lufkin and on into Louisiana. And then there's some up around Corsicana. The Metroplex seems to be clear right
now. Does
that
look like it's tracking this way?
Does what seem like it's tracking
the heavy spot in Houston?
No, it's not. No, it's all kind of running along the coast or to the northeast. And okay. So it's generally staying away from us. But there is heavier rain out there if you're going to be doing any traveling. Well, as we've mentioned, researchers have now deciphered the moos of cows.
Good.
Yes. We wanted to know that, and now you find out that they have. Which is interesting, because cows have been mooing for a long time, and there's been research for a long time. I wonder why it took this long for them to do it. Scientists at Nottingham University. Ooh, is that where the sheriff is? Oh, quit imitating cows. I got my own cow here in a minute we're going to play. Scientists from Nottingham University.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Queen Mary University spent 10 months digitally recording the cow sounds.
Ooh, technological.
And then they spent another year analyzing them with computers, and they found, like human voices, cows made their own unique sounds. However, they identified three basic categories of call. The low-frequency calls were produced by cows when they were in close proximity to their calves in the 3 to 4 weeks after birth. These were quiet and made with the mouth closed or partially closed. Louder-frequency calls were produced by cows when they were separated from their calves, meaning that they were not in visual contact. And, you know, you've heard that on ranches, they separate the youngins. Meanwhile, the calf calls were produced when they were separated from their moms and they were hungry. The third, not so well publicized, but we were able to capture this one. That's what they do when they party. Hello?
Well, that was a long way to go for that one.
Hey, when you got this old audio, you got to set it up as best you can. It's Bendale's here.
Do you suppose that since it was a British study, when the cows mooed, they sound a little classier, you think?
Or smarter?
Yeah, well, I'm not ever going to say smarter because I've met British people, but I will...
Very
no,
nice.
I'm not saying you're any dumber either, buddy. I'm just saying they have the same capabilities we do, but they sound so much classier doing it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
more precise. Look.
Good point. What?
I heard your story. I'm really sorry. I could tie in two stories. One, the evil Republicans, and two, we don't have any cookies in the break room.
Budget cuts. Everywhere I look, it's budget cuts.
No, it's just I haven't gotten them out there yet. We got cookies yesterday.
Oh.
Our people, you know, we got that big, huge white box from Anko that we look forward to every year that has all the sugar cookies.
Yeah.
I shared one cookie and put the rest of them in my office, and I admit I had ill plans for them,
uh-huh.
i.e. not uh-huh. sharing. But you're right. However, to make amends, I have stepped into the rain, stood in a 10-minute line, and I have your stupid donuts here.
10 minutes in the rain for us?
Oh, man.
That is awesome.
Don't think I didn't put that same question to myself more than once.
For them?
Well, very good. Well, we'll certainly look forward to them, because you know I just love to have donuts on Friday
morning.
Well,
as long as nobody comes crashing in on the highway here, I will have them to you within 5 minutes.
Oh, wonderful. Promise. Thank you so much. Drive carefully.
Good luck.
All right, thank you. Actually, I stopped into Mr. Downs' office for the last 2 days.
Wow.
And chocolate appeared. Yeah, so there.
So is it magic?
I don't know if it's magic or not. He said he's going to save the chocolate for this weekend.
Can you see if it'll do it with bacon?
Yeah, that'd be a good idea. All right, so here we go. BookOo.com. This is apparently an online yard sale community. Have you heard of this?
No.
How could there be such? I mean, why would you want something like that? Let's go here. Go ahead.
Online yard sale?
That's what it says.
What's the name of this company?
It's Bookoo, BOOKOO.com.
Oh.
Well, there's on the Facebook stuff like that all the time.
Well, I know that you can, I mean, here locally, that you can apparently put that someplace and you can go look and find.
Yeah, there's like BCS yard sales,
okay,
one of
yeah.
them.
But, I mean, do you really, are you going to drive to Centerville for that used whatever? You know,
I've driven a couple places.
All
thank
right.
you.
Okay.
This, I don't know, any website that uses testimonials, I just...
Oh, all right.
I'm sorry.
Hello?
Yeah, instead of Buku, wouldn't it be Buku?
Yeah, no, oh, very good. Oh. You're right, it probably is.
No,
thank you, sir.
On today's show, it would be Muku.
Yeah, that's very good. It
in
is.
In less than a week.
It's Buku,
in
yeah.
less than a week, we have sold and traded over 70 items. My money pot has $1,211 in it. My success has far exceeded my expectations.
Wow. Well, Buku, thank you, listener, conducted a national survey about the worst items that people have regifted, because it's National Regifting Day today. Some of the worst items people have regifted. Monogrammed items with somebody else's initials.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Two-year-old fruitcake. Well, you think it's 2 years
yeah, you
old.
Don't. No one knows.
Boxes of sampled chocolates.
Like somebody's already had some?
Yeah. False teeth. How would I say this? A non-new toilet seat. Toys with broken pieces. Items the recipient had originally given to the gifter.
Oh,
yeah.
That's going to leave a yeah. mark.
And partially used gift cards.
There's a gift card. Got $16.12 on it just for you.
So no, that's all I had in my pocket. I didn't use it, I swear.
Oh, God. All right. Well, just giving you some gift ideas if that's what you're looking for. There you go.
Tis the season to stuff your stocking at Champion Firearms. From rifles and handguns to ammunition and hunting supplies, Champion Firearms is your holiday savings headquarters. Right now, save big on top-name brands like Benelli, Beretta, Glock, Weatherby, and more. Don't miss incredible holiday savings on guns, cases, scopes, flashlights, and ammunition. Not sure what to buy? Champion Firearms has gift cards available in all denominations. So stuff your stocking with savings from Champion Firearms. On Texas Avenue in the Wolfman Plaza Shopping Center, next to Starbucks.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Christmas is such a delightful time of year, isn't it? The parties, colorful decorations, and music. Everyone seems so cheerful and happy. Well, not everyone. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Studies indicate that Christmas is the most likely time of year for people to suffer depression. That's probably because this holiday, more than any other, is a time of joy, celebration, and family. Yet for many, all that positive emotion only highlights the pain of their loss. It could be the passing of a loved one that's left an emptiness at home, or maybe it's unresolved conflict that separated a family and kept them distant. Whatever the issue, it's a common time of year for people to struggle against isolation and loneliness. I understand that feeling all too well. In my second year as a college student, Christmas was a desperate time for me. Having grown up as an orphan, I had no place to go for the holiday. So while all my friends were enjoying family dinners, I sat alone in a completely empty dorm room with no heat, eating food from a vending machine. During that time, I longed for someone to reach out to me. This Christmas season, there may be someone hurting right around you. Reach out to them. Let them know you care and help them feel connected. Your simple gesture may be just the ray of hope they need during a difficult and lonely time. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199, 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Honey, hey, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards & More. It is 7:51. We'll start you off in the high school ranks with the Cameron Yeo. They are the 3A Division I state champions after taking Mineola to the woodshed 70-40. Yeo's 70-point win tied the record for points scored in an 11-man state Texas football game. Here's Zach Taylor with the rest of the high school football playoff report.
Well, it's all come down to this. The Navasota Rattlers will be vying for their second state championship in 3 years this afternoon. But to do it, they'll have to get past a fellow unbeaten team in Argyle. Coach Lee Fedora sized up the Eagles' offense and their star running back Nick Ralston earlier this week.
Very well-coached team. I mean, when you can sit there and say you're 31-0, you know it's a great program, and their kids are focused and understand. So, like I told our guys, whoever's in the state championship, they're all good. I mean, you don't just get there to be lucky. So we've got to come out and not be so much focused about them. We've got to be focused on ourselves. And if we go out and play our game, we got a chance to win the game. If we don't, we got a chance to lose the game. So we've done a great job so far this week just staying focused and preparing. But we know we're about to face a team that they're going to hand it to that young man. He's going to run it at you. And until you stop him, to make them throw it. They do have the quarterback that can throw it also.
Now something's got to give this afternoon. The Rattlers and Eagles kick off at 4 p.m. at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, with broadcast beginning at 3:30 on Navasota News 1550. Another area team, the Bremon Tigers, have already clinched their state title. They rallied to defeat Albany 28-21 yesterday to grab the school's first state football championship since 1981. And that's been this season's final edition of your high school football report. Until next year, I'm Zach Taylor.
Thank you, Zach. The Texas A&M football program held their pre-Liberty Bowl press conference yesterday. The Aggs are headed to Memphis for the first time in 40 years. Last time out, back in 1975, the guys fell to USC, 20-0. Liberty Bowl marketing director Steve Earhart has a bit of the selection process in the background on the bowl.
So great to have Texas A&M because you have that great military tradition and that history. And the bowl was founded on those principles of liberty and patriotism. The original founder, Bud Dudley, football player, one of the last four lettermen at Notre Dame, fought in World War II and flew a lot of missions over Europe. And none of his fellow pilots came back. And so he vowed that he would start an institution that could carry on the symbols of liberty and freedom and patriotism. And so when Texas A&M talked about wanting to be in the bowl, that was very important to them. And, of course, West Virginia fired back. West Virginia has more veterans per capita than any other state. The rivalry is intense.
On now to head coach Kevin Sumlin and the X's and the O's with the West Virginia Mountaineers and their head coach Dana Holgorsen. Coach said they were a little edgy, having not gone to a bowl last year.
I kind of got the feeling that that's a hungry football team. I think a year ago they didn't go to a bowl game, and when they didn't do that, you know, sometimes you don't know what you don't have until you don't have it. And I could see there was a little bit of an edge, a little chip on the shoulder to get back to a bowl game and win.
As for the defensive coordinator search?
It's going great. Actually, I've been flattered by the number of outstanding and phenomenal coaches that have responded, and a couple of really, really good conversations. You know, and as I said before, you know, it's important for us to get the right person and the right fit. It's not about time. It's about the timing of that person and the process and getting the right guy.
The AutoZone Liberty Bowl is Monday, December 29th, pregame at noon with a kickoff at 11 here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. And by the way, following the presser, the media received an email yesterday saying that Coach Sumlin had announced that offensive line coach B.J. Anderson would not return to the A&M coaching staff and would not coach in the bowl game. The Aggie men's hoops team continues their non-conference slate this weekend as the guys travel to Kansas City, Missouri to take on K-State on Saturday. And here's head coach Billy Kennedy on the Wildcats.
The team that went to the tournament last year is led by two really good players in Marcus Foster and Thomas Gibson. Gibson's a senior. We played against him a few years ago. big body kid. And Marcus Foster is one of the top guards in the Big 12, that we're going to have to do a good job of guarding him.
The SEC Big 12 Challenge game tips off at the Sprint Center at 6 p.m. with a pregame that starts at 5:30, and you can catch that game on our sister station, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Now, the number 4 women's team is on their way to Little Rock, Arkansas for a big national matchup against the number 3 Texas Longhorns in the ladies' version of the showdown. Coach Gary Blair has high praise for the Longhorns.
I think by far, I think they will be the best team that we played this year. My last game at Arkansas was against University of Texas in the second round of the NCAA tournament. We got beat. That team went on to the Final Four. I think this team potentially is better because of the depth they have and they have better guard play.
Pregame is scheduled on Sunday for noon with a 12:30 tip-off, and that's on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. We'll keep it in basketball and hop over to the association as Anthony Davis had 30 points, 14 rebounds, and 5 blocks. Didn't lead the New Orleans Pelicans to a 99-90 win over the Houston Rockets. A person familiar with the deal between the Boston Celtics and the Mavericks say that 4-time All-Star guard Rajon Rondo is heading to the Mavs. The Celtics will get 3 players and 2 draft picks in the swap. And finally, in the NFL, Jacksonville beat Tennessee last night 21-13. And that has been a look at your sports brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
What can a personal trainer do for you? Well, I can tell you what my personal trainer, Ashley Bergen, has done for me. She helped me lose 30 pounds. She helped me rehab my bum knee. She helped me get my really scary high blood pressure under control. And she's helped me with my cholesterol. That's what Ashley Bergen, my personal trainer, can do for me. If you'd like to find out what Ashley Bergen of FitU can do for you, call 492-1900. The number again, 492-1900.
Personalize your Christmas gifts with custom engraving from Awards & More. Awards & More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan, can make a big difference for any person on your list by putting a name or significant date on a gift. Call Larry Goodrum and his staff at 696-3886 or go online at awardsandmore.com. Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Creative promotional products, plaques, and awards for individuals and groups. Awards & More, in their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Ho, 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 ho. Tis the season to stuff your stocking at Champion Firearms. From rifles and handguns to ammunition and hunting supplies, Champion Firearms is your holiday savings headquarters. Right now, save big on top name brands like Benelli, Beretta, Glock, Weatherby, and more. Don't miss incredible holiday savings on guns, cases, scopes, flashlights, and ammunition. Not sure what to buy? Champion Firearms has gift cards available in all denominations. So stuff your stocking with savings from Champion Firearms. On Texas Avenue in the Wolfman Plaza Shopping Center, next to Starbucks.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Brazos Valley weather. Well, we got it out there. It's raining right now. And if you travel any, you're probably going to be in some rain that's heavier than what we're getting here. But just so you know, it'll clear out this afternoon. That's what they're telling us. We'll hope for that. In the meantime,
every Christmas card I write,
it's the Drifters doing White Christmas.
Wow.
Oh, this is one of my favorite versions of it.
What?
What do you mean, what?
I've never heard this before.
I feel like this is the only one I ever hear anymore. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
We must run in different circles.
Yeah. God. Kevin, have you ever heard this?
No.
I feel so sorry for both. Actually, I'm very happy you get to hear it now.
I do, yeah. That's, anyway, it's just,
Slaving trying to find those songs, aren't you?
No, as a matter of fact, I found a treasure trove. I found 1 hour and 5 minutes and 52 seconds of new Christmas songs.
Oh, sounds like a CD's worth.
Yeah. So, just letting you know. It's out there. What's up?
Oh, 2 CDs.
Hey, Kevin had 2 heard that song if he's ever seen Home Alone.
Oh!
When he puts the aftershave on his face.
Yeah.
They were playing that song in the background.
Okay. Do you have a life, sir? Thank you.
Hey.
That must be where I know it from.
Don't be ugly.
Home Alone thing. Yeah, Scott.
Oh, okay. I was just
He's grinching.
Kidding. He called to let us know.
No, you're grinching.
Oh, I am. Okay. Me?
Yes,
8 o'clock, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.